Hey, good morning, fam. Hope everybody's doing great today. It's this Monday morning where I'm at here in Montgomery, Alabama, observing Martin Luther King Jr., the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day here. We celebrated on the base on a Friday here at the Air Force Base, just wanted to remind everyone, in case you forgot, about the action that Martin Luther King Jr. called for. It's a day on, not a day off. So hopefully you're out in your community. Hopefully you're doing something that commemorates his life and what he stood for. I made a video the other day where I was talking about not only on the day, right? That should be, as I would say, a quote unquote given that we would honor and we would celebrate and we would act. However, it's in the day-to-day of our lives. Daily in our lives, we should be looking for ways to show love and to show kindness and to be inclusive. That we would continue to hold each other, especially in the United States military, accountable for sure, but to continue to show each other kindness and love. That's how we continue to make a difference. And that's exactly what I believe that the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would expect out of all of us today, because he expected it in his time frame. So why would it be any different today? So I challenge you to daily make a difference, a positive difference in someone's life. Continue to inspire and lift them up. Something else that was on my mind today is there's a lot of football going on, from the college level to the pro level. College, I guess, wrapped up with the national championship. But a couple of coaches, have retired recently, and, huge names in college football and Nick Saban, and huge name in professional football, Bill Belichick. And I'll tell you, they were replaced within 24, 48 hours, because things go on. Life goes on. The team goes on. There must go on. And I want to challenge all of us today as we think about our lives and we look over all the things that we've accomplished or the things we want to accomplish. We look at our careers and we start thinking about legacy. Just know that the only people that are going to remember that you always worked late and you never were there is your family, or your family and your friends. Typically, that's how it is. We're all replaceable. So we don't need to lose sight of that. We need to think about that. Now, I understand that we still have to work. We still have to, bring home the bread, as they would say. But think about the things that are really important to you. Now, I'm not prescribing that to you is or should be important to you, but for a lot of people that have family, that have friends, I would hope that is your most important, because we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We're only on this earth for so long, and none of us really know how long that is. So not to take advantage of it and not to squander that time, because time is so precious. And we're in our dash, as you know, so make the most of it. So today, as you go about making a positive influence and a positive difference in people's lives, honoring the Dr. Martin Luther King, or I should say the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., also thinking about the time that you spend on a daily, it should be also the same as to lift others up and to encourage others and to make the most out of the precious time that we are given. Love you, fam. Stay motivated. You know the deal. Stay hard to kill.